If it's Friday, it's time for Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And how are you enjoying?
Well, we got a little bit of snow. The rain was, I was happy about the rain, and I have mentioned a time or two over the week that you had said last week that though you're not excited about the lack of a really hard freeze, that the rain is really a good thing. It's replenishing groundwater stores, and the rain is giving us a lot of moisture, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I think there are those who would argue with that because the ground is still largely frozen. But nevertheless, I agree with you. I like that statistic with this December. I like the other one. I don't appreciate. I also decided that it's time that we respell the name of this month. We rename it and we respell it. I am calling it December. And that's spelled D-E-S-U-M-M-B-E-R. And I think you can see why. The average temperature so far for this month has been about 34 degrees, as we are now through the first 10 days. And we've been 40 degrees or warmer five times. Now, there are many Decembers where that never, never happens. The average temperature for this date, according to the statistics of the Weather Service, is 16 degrees. And our average so far is about 34. So you don't have to be a math whiz to see that this is quite a bit above normal. That's a statistic, as I said, I'm not really that excited about. I searched back in the records. I found that the Weather Service records go back to about 1870, and there was only one December that had an average temperature of above 30 degrees. So we're headed for perhaps a record-setting December if this continues. Now, I noticed in looking into next week that we do have some more colder weather coming up, plus we have more snow possibly coming. The rain that fell yesterday, that one rainfall was yesterday, was equal to not what we normally get for the entire month of December. December is usually quite a dry month. I can remember some years where December we had virtually zero precipitation throughout the time, and the precipitation we get is usually in the form of powdery snow, which is low in water content. So far, this month of December, here we are only on the first third, and we've already had an inch more than we normally get for the entire month. So like I said, that's a statistic that I feel good about. I'd like to see the water build up on the ponds and lakes and so forth. There's going to be a lot of runoff in the rivers, and there may even be some people upset with that. But overall, I think it's a pretty good thing. Now, we'll see what the snow coming up in the forecast has to offer, and maybe that will add even more moisture to it. Other things of note, we are at the time of the earliest sunset of the year. We have a week period of time here where the sun sets at 4:20. By next week, the sunsets will start getting a little bit later. And the sunrises, on the other hand, keep right on getting later. That will continue happening throughout the month. We are in the new moon phase. That means that if we have clear skies, stargazing is spectacular, and there are great things to see. There's Jupiter, Mars, and Venus every morning. Near Venus, I have been searching and searching and searching and trying to see the comet Catalina every clear morning I can get. And I think maybe I've seen it, but with binoculars, it's very difficult to tell if the tail is there. But nevertheless, we have that comet. And we are also starting the Geminid meteor shower. Geminid meteor shower, along with the Perseid meteor shower in August, turns out to be usually our best meteor showers of the year. And they give us more meteors. Normal. A meteor shower means that we will be getting more meteors than normal. It doesn't mean that you have to walk out with an umbrella or anything like that. And some years you go out and you can take a walk at that time, and I have had times where I've seen 20, 25, or even 30 per hour, which is quite a beautiful sight to see. And that is going to come up in the next couple nights now, and with a new moon phase, we should be able to see it very well if the skies are clear. One of the other things of note that I find this time of year is even though we're having a month much warmer than normal, we still get the sunrise, sunsets, and so forth at the normal amount. And I find the sunsets, the angle of the sun is very low, and I thought it really showed up this week. week when we had several days where the temperature in the afternoon got above freezing, but at night it went down to freezing. And then I kept thinking, well, if it gets above freezing up to 40 degrees, we're going to see a lot of snow melt. But that angle of the sun was so low that a lot of the snow remained in the shade and didn't melt as quickly as I thought. The sunsets, because of the angle so low, the sunsets tend to linger, and they are just spectacular sunsets at this time of year. But like I said, we need to have some clear skies. At the bird feeder, I've not been seeing that many kinds of birds. I have only five species, perhaps sometimes a sixth and a seventh one that will show up, but not a lot. I think that is indicative of the mild temperatures. The birds just plain don't need to come to the bird feeders, and if they can find food somewhere else, they'll do just that. I have been seeing and hearing other birds away from there. Most of the redpolls, though I did see redpolls at the feeder this week, most of the redpolls have not been at the feeder. Pileated woodpecker, red-bellied woodpecker, crows, ravens, bald eagles all shown up, and of course most of them bird feeders either. We are coming up on the period of time of the Christmas bird counts. They start, according to the stipulations of it, they have to start by the 4th. They cannot start earlier than the 14th of December, and they can't go later than, I believe, it's the 5th of January. And so there's a period of time there where the Christmas bird counts take place. I will be part of a Christmas bird count a little bit later. Some of them do start already. Now, with weather like we've been having, sometimes we get unusual birds that will show up because they haven't migrated. They haven't had a reason to migrate. And I know of a couple of cases of those. I know of a rusty blackbird that has shown up at a local bird feeder and a fox sparrow that's still been hanging around. Those are two examples of ones that are usually long gone in migration by this time. And I think there's probably more if we take a close look. I had a really interesting bird encounter, or almost encounter, this week, and that was, I don't recommend walking on lake ice, but I was on the edge of the lake ice one day this week. It was back last Sunday. And out there on the ice, I saw footprints of a huge bird that had come by and walked along on the top of the ice. The footprints were webbed. And they were nearly 6 inches, the toes were nearly 6 inches long. That is a huge critter. I think it was a trumpeter swan. A trumpeter swan is our biggest swan. They will hang around as late as they possibly can in winter, so there are probably still some in northern Minnesota. And I think what this one did is it came down on the ice when it was in the afternoon, when it was kind of slushy, and walked around quite a bit. By the time I got out there, a day or two later, it had frozen, and the tracks were rather noticeable. Very, very interesting encounter with a bird, but as I said, I did not see the bird itself. Other things of note, I took advantage of these days where the temperature warmed up in the afternoon and then got down, froze again at night, and I went out in the morning and visited a number of ponds and swamps and so forth in the course of this week. A lot of them still had snow on, and virtually all of them had a nice set of tracks. The critters that moved around in the previous day or the previous evening when the temperature was above freezing were able to leave their tracks in the snow, and then, of course, the next morning it froze and it was real crusty. But I saw quite a few critters. One of the ones I saw tracks of was a snowshoe hare, and a snowshoe hare may be a critter that's suffering with the weather condition we have right now. They turn white every year, and the idea is that they can white, and therefore they'll blend in with the snow. Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful technique in dealing with winter if we have snow. But if we have a situation like right now, that coat that was supposed to make them hide is going to make them stand out. Another one that we have that does that is the ermine, or the short-tailed weasel. And that little critter is a predator. I don't think it's going to suffer as much, but I think the snowshoe hare may have a pretty tough time. A few other critters rely on a snow cover. Shrews and deer mice and voles tunnel underneath the snow, and they rely on that. If there's no snow, they'll probably still get by, but they would prefer to have the tunnels. And then I saw the tracks of a couple other critters I didn't expect to see, one of them being a chipmunk, and then I actually saw the chipmunk itself. I don't usually find their tracks in snow because they're usually sleeping, but of course, with the weather conditions as is, this one was out. Also, I saw at the edge of a beaver pond, I saw some open water. I started looking around, and there in the snow was the footprints of a beaver, which is another one you don't usually see out in the snow. So the weather conditions have made those arrive. The other conditions that are the other things that are kind of neat to see is that every night there's been a good amount of flying squirrels showing up. I had as many as about a dozen one night this week. The average seems to be about 10. Very interesting watching. They haven't been too turned off by the weather, and they keep on showing up. And then as I was doing my walking around, I saw a couple of other things that you just don't normally see in December. At two different places, I saw woolly bear caterpillars still out crawling around, and then I saw a moth, and I saw a spider out in the snow. So, yeah, Lisa, there are plenty of things going on, and when we have milder conditions, take a look. There are things that we're not normally going to see that are going to show up. But let's keep your fingers crossed. Maybe this first half of December will pass to a different second half of December. So we'll see.
All right, okay. Larry. Thanks a million, and we'll talk again next week.
Yeah, take care.
Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, educator, all-around great guy, joins us as our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.